The hunger strike continues at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. An immigrant advocacy group says several hundred detainees are refusing meals. Detainees are calling for higher-paying jobs, among other things. The detention center is run by a private company, Geo Group. It pays detainees $1 per day for voluntary work. Meanwhile, detainees at a Colorado detention center run by Geo Group have filed a class action lawsuit. The lawsuit claims the detention center is in violation of federal anti-slavery laws. Nina DeSalvo is an attorney for the detainees in Colorado. She says it's illegal to pay them $1 per day.
It's not legal because it's not the market wage that GEO would have to pay if it were actually absorbing the real cost of running an immigrant detention center. If GEO actually had to hire janitorial staff to clean its facility, it would have to pay that staff a market wage, and it's not paying the detainees a market wage for this work.
DeSalvo also says some of her clients were forced to work without pay at the Colorado facility.
They were required to conduct janitorial work and to clean large areas within the facility. And if they did not do so, they were threatened with or placed in solitary confinement. Our clients allege that forcing people to work under threat of solitary confinement constitutes forced labor under the federal forced labor laws.
Geo Group has denied the lawsuit's allegations. A spokesperson for Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the agency does not comment on pending litigation. ICE did confirm that detainees at the Northwest Detention Center earn $1 per day for voluntary work. A spokesperson said the work is entirely voluntary, and about 25% of detainees participate in the program. The spokesperson said no detainees perform unpaid work at the facility. The Colorado lawsuit could have implications for the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma.